Ladies and gentlemen of Friendly Town, lend me your ears. Lend me your ears, and not the literal sense like that Mel Brooks movie from 92 that was highly underrated. Lend me your ears. This is normally, what we normally do here at Friendly Town every Monday at the Pilot Light is have a little open mic sesh, but this week is a special production. Not doing the open mic sesh because we have a special visiting show, unlike any show that has ever occurred here in Knoxville, Tennessee, or as we say here, Friendly Town. Now, everyone join me in the... poltergeists. All right. Friendly Town needs to eradicate its poltergeist next week right here at Friendly Town. Everyone, come on. There's plenty of seats up front. Grab a beer from your... Yeah, seats. There's seats all over the place. We got them. We got them for you. We got them for your butts. It's going to be a good time. Now, normally I do this after the open mic session, so there's usually like been a build-up to it at this point, but this is the moment. We're going to do this. All right, everyone, join in, please. One second. By the power vested in me, I hereby declare this week's Friendly Town City Council meeting to order. Chant it with me. Friendly Town! That's what we do here. We just chant Friendly Town and don't get anything done. But it's okay. It's okay. Because you know what? First of all, hey, what's up? I'm Mayor Tyler. Thank you for coming to Friendly Town. Look, I'm just going to put it right out there. I'm not proud of our hot dog surplus here in Friendly Town. I'm not proud of it. Sometimes pork futures spiral out of control and we're left with a shitload of hot dogs that we have to figure out some way to get rid of. You know, we thought about just like secretly dumping the hot dogs behind the elementary school like we did that one time when we got in hot water with the city with our police constable. I'll admit that that was a pretty poor judgment on my half, and I'll take the blame for that. You know, and it also didn't help that I'd already had 3 attempts at trying to dump radioactive chemicals behind the elementary school. That was also a bad idea on my part. But honestly, I think that we finally got our situation figured out. We here in Friendly Town, as we have been complaining for years and years, as you guys have known, we have too many hot dogs. We have an insurmountable hot dog surplus. Fortunately, I went on the internet and I found someone who specializes in what we need. I found us a hot dog demolition man, you guys. Someone who travels from town to town specializing in helping them get rid of their hot dog surpluses. It's weird because he was a philosophy major in college. And, you know, when you think about it, those two things kind of meet in the middle, you know, philosophy. I'm sure Descartes said something about hot dogs being a total bummer. I think that he wrote that in Pygmalion. Anyway, with no further ado, I'm so excited to, actually no, with a little further ado, because I want you guys to give it up to your bartending mayor, Todd Lewis. Take those accolades back. He's been looking at his phone this whole time. That is shameful Friendly Town City Council conduct, bartending mayor Todd Lewis. All right, now the adieus have been furthered, and now there is no further ado before I bring your international hot dog demolition man to the stage, the very funny, my good buddy, Dustin Meadows. We're sorry.
Hey, everybody!
We keep meaning to get that door frame heightened, but...
That's all right. Yeah. That's all right. I'm glad you called me here, Tyler. Let me ask you this, everybody. You ever seen a hot dog's eyes? It's got dark eyes. Soulless, like a doll's eyes. Till it takes a bite of you, then they roll over white, and then you know it's alive. Now, you came in here, you got a lot of hot dogs you got to get rid of.
A lot, yeah.
And you offered me a nice price. For that price, I'll find them. But I'm going to need a little bit more. $10,000.
I'm sorry I couldn't get you a chalkboard to dramatically
That's all right. $10,000, yeah. Get you the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
Wait, do hot dogs have a... Never mind.
Go Look, on. There are technically are probably tails in them.
You're not wrong. We here at Friendly Town just don't ask questions when it comes to our produce.
That's fair.
There's one line in our charter that says, don't ask questions when it comes to our produce.
That's a solid line to have. I like that.
Yeah, Chum Village has its like FDA or some shit. Like there are rivals. Boo, Chum Village.
The Shelbyville to Friendly Town. All right, I get it.
What's Shelbyville? I don't understand popular culture. Go on.
Lies. All lies.
So anyway, how do you propose we get rid of these?
So, all right. So my understanding is Friendly Town has a lot of funny people in here. Is that correct? All right, good. What better way to get rid of something unwanted than to foist it upon comedians? They're charity cases. They'll take anything. I once saw a comedian take a dollar off the ground that was in dog poop.
Dude, in my defense, I really wanted that soda from the vending machine.
You have a doctorate.
And that's the biggest joke of all. Boom.
Hey-o. Follow your dreams. You can do gimmick shows. Some of my friends are doctors.
I'm not the useful kind of doctor. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No doctor's the useful kind of doctor. Any heasel. So the way this is going to work, we have assembled some of Friendly Town's brightest and funniest. They're going to come up here, and through careful analysis of their routines over the last several weeks, we have found certain things, certain nuances, certain ticks, if you will, that they all do, and we've compiled a list. Now, every time these comics come up here and they do their sets, if they do one of the things that falls within that rule we've given them, you're going to hear a sound like this. Now, anytime you hear that, that's great news for Friendly Town, because that means you are minus one hot dog and the comedian is up one. And anytime they do that, they will continue to get buzzed until their time is up. Now, if at any point you see a comedian up here and they are not eating their hot dogs, if you see a plate of hot dogs just stacking up like a slow time-lapse thing here,
heresy.
They're not touching them, you have my permission to begin shouting, shame! Shame! Let's try this on three. One, two, three.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
Stop yelling at Shane! Shane, you're going to be my special guest cleanup hitter.
He's our hot dog demolition
reserve. Shane Ryan, every time you're charming and handsome, give him all the hot dogs, baby. Shane gets a hot dog. And Shane gets a hot dog. And Shane gets a hot dog.
So
got several reasons to live.
So he can slowly
80 to
kill
be
himself.
Precise.
So you can slowly kill yourself with hot dogs.
And we'll slowly kill you with our love. Now.
In hot dog form.
I could not do this on my own, so we have a wonderful person to help us out, everybody. Michelle Weiser over here. We'll be doling out hot dogs to the comedians throughout the show. And I think we've hit the rules. We've explained everything pretty clearly.
Our first hot dog victim, comedian, wink.
Oh, we got to explain how they're going to know what their rule is.
Yes.
I forgot.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you want to or you want me to?
I'll do it.
Take point on that.
We practice this so much, trust me, you guys.
Who's on first?
So what we're going to do, every person, the comedians know the order they're performing in, but in case we don't see you go backstage in time, one of us might nudge you to make sure you're back there, because as the person performing before you is rounding down their set, head back to next to the bathroom so you cannot see this monitor. This monitor will contain the trigger, as we call it, or the rule for that comedian, that every time they cross that line, they will have to eat a hot dog. Dustin also has his own list, but you guys, when you see it, don't be that person and say it out loud like, they mentioned blah-da-blah, like, you know, we understand the sentiment, but don't do it. Don't ruin the show like that. We have painstakingly spent about 5 minutes on this PowerPoint, you guys. That's a really cool template that the new PowerPoint gives you, if you guys have Windows 10. But actually, our first, if you're ready to go, I'm ready to go. You guys ready to go?
I think I'm ready to go. Everybody's clear? Cool.
Okay, so our first performer is going to be Jax. And Jax is backstage, so we can have John back there. Put up Jax's rule. It's clear the way so everyone can see what Jax's rule is going to be.
Jax's rule is every time she mentions books.
Can everyone see? All right, awesome. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, before we bring him up,
okay.
One other rule I forgot. When the comedian is done, if there are hot dogs still on that plate, they get to sit in one of these chairs in shame. No one leaves this stage until their plate is clean. That out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Jax Fox!
I usually take the mic off, but I have a feeling I'm going to be needing both hands. So, I'm Jax Fox, as I was just introduced. And one of the first pieces of information that you guys need to know about me is that I spent 10 years in Catholic school. It shaped a lot about who I am, but probably not what they wanted me to become because I'm a bisexual witch. Although I used to be bi-furious, not bi-curious, I was really pissed I wasn't gayer sooner. I also was a counselor at a Girl Scout camp one summer when I was 16. And I have to tell you, it taught me that little girls are just as crazy as little boys. First off, you have 10-year-olds in a cabin, in the woods, crying from homesickness, nightmares, not knowing how to put their own clothes on, all kinds of stuff. And then some of them are just as evil as little boys. I had a girl who hit her friend in the face with a canoe paddle and claimed it was an accident. Another girl who, when she had a panic attack on the horse, she refused to get off the horse for 45 minutes, and everyone had to stand entirely stock still. And there's still one girl that we don't know who it was who decided to take a shit in the shower and cover it with the drain. So I decided to deal with the stress the only way I could think of. Was beating the shit out of my coworkers. I started a Girl Scout fight club. Okay. So we got together after hours and blew off some steam by beating the shit out of each other. So, I'm not, that was why I only spent one summer there. They kind of figured it out. We bruised easily. So apparently they don't like endangering a minor even when you are the minor. So I spent some time doing some online dating and I learned a lot about people through one of my favorite things they would list on their profile, and it was their favorite books. Yeah, okay. So you guys are not going to get to hear the rest of that joke. So I named several titles, so not going to do that shit.
Titles of what?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's see here. Where else am I going to go with this? Because that, like, cuts out a large chunk. Okay. So I'll get to tell this. And you'll get to see the food in my mouth. Because I do have one relatively long joke at the end, so I'll just skip the little one. So, this is a lot harder than I thought. So, I think it's a good time to bring this up, but have you guys ever had a moment with a significant other where you knew that they were the one? But not because of some sweet moment, but because of absolute horrific trauma bonding that you've just gone through. So the first Valentine's Day that I was dating this guy, we decided both to do acid. And we've both done it before. God, this is going to be hard. And we just had this wonderful evening. And we finished and we'd made love by the moonlight. When I looked down and saw that there was a giant dark puddle on my bed. And being an adult human who'd been menstruating for well over a decade, I knew what had happened. But I didn't think to communicate this because I'm tripping balls. So I shoo him off the bed. Strip the bedding, throw hydrogen peroxide on everything. And I could go about my business. He's still standing in the corner. I thought maybe he's just, you know, letting me do my thing. Makes sense. I go to get a tampon out of the bathroom. I'm rustling under the sink. instead of finding anything worthwhile, I find the old mousetrap that's been there that has a mummified mouse. So I'm tripping balls. I start screaming. I'm just freaking out. My date is still in the other room silent. So finally, I go to him and I'm like, everything's okay, but we need to take a shower. He follows me upstairs. There's no water pressure. And I'm just sitting there in the bottom of the bathtub crying because he's having to drip water on me. Because I think this is the absolute worst thing that could have happened. But then he looks at me and goes, oh, thank God, I thought that was my dick. This man was like about 24 years old and thought he had actually broken his dick since he's tripping balls. But the good news is that doesn't mean that has to be the end of everything because I just got married to him a couple weeks ago. And that's it. I'm Jax Fox.
Jax Fox, everybody. All right. Figured it out. You guessed your rule, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Books.
Fight Club was a book before a movie. I was really trying to listen. I was like, "Is this dude thought he broke his dick? That can't be a book." I was waiting. I was like, come on, just say the Bible. Just give me anything. Anything to work with. Mention the feminine mystique. Come on. All right, Carson Barnes, is he backstage?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Let's roll that beautiful bean footage for his role, everybody. Beauty of this, these rules are up to my interpretation. I can work with this. All right, let's get that out of here. And everybody, let's bring up Carson Barnes.
Carson's rule is, every time he says something incredibly white.
You're off to a great start, man.
I don't feel good about this one bit.
He said from his ivory tower.
So, Dustin, you're telling me for the next 5 minutes I'm going to have to put multiple wieners in my mouth just because?
I mean, not just because. There's a reason for it.
Need to call my mom. Tell her I made it to Hollywood. All right, here we go.
Yeah, that counts.
So I can't use the word I, ever. Do you guys ever have friends that get like aggressively mad at you when they find out that you haven't seen their favorite movie? Fuck those people. A friend told me, he was like, man, you haven't seen Blade Runner? What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm gonna name these. Individually, this one's Harvey Weinstein. Kevin Spacey.
He's got a hot dog in his mouth. Don't make me put shame control laws into effect. Then only outlaws will have shame.
This is fucking gross. But in the best way. I love the saying, be the change you wish to see in the world.
Can we turn the air horn up just a smidge? Test air horn. That was a test. You're safe.
For now. Okay. The saying, be the change you wish to see in the world. I've been blowing strangers on the bus for 3 weeks now, and it just, I don't know, hasn't really been paying up. So I can't, all right. I got the pity off. Really like that. The shove wieners in my mouth. Do I guess during the show if what it is?
You shouldn't. Just do your set.
Just do my set.
Just do your set. Get some more hot dogs. We got a deficit. An abundance. Too many hot dogs.
So I don't think I can use the word. I can't talk about myself. So I'm going to talk about one-liners, all right? Do pansexuals get turned on when they read cookbooks? Why aren't people that just lost their virginity called newcomers? Why isn't it called his peas whenever I get her peas? Air Bud on Ice 2 minutes for roughing. I don't know. I'm about dumb. All right, this is the last joke. If nice guys finish last, then why do I always come first?
Carson Barnes, everybody! Carson, you want to take a guess what your rule was? No, every time you said something incredibly white. Carson Barnes, everybody. Keep it going for him, folks. Really quick, can somebody bring me a chair to set my beer on? This is exhausting. My left arm's just really overworked here. Aaron Chastain, everybody. I'm going to feel real bad when I make you eat hot dogs later. Now, before we bring your next comic up, I need to share something that happened between Carson and I a couple of days ago. Carson messaged me on my way down to Huntsville, Alabama to do a show. And he was being very generous. He was offering to help out with the show. And he offered to bring in bratwurst in place of hot dogs. How many hot dogs you got there, Carson? On my best day, I can do 3 bratwurst. So I think I and all the other comics say thank you, but no thank you. But seriously, that was super nice of you, and I do appreciate it. We're going to keep the show rolling, everybody. Coming up to the stage next, we have Beth Tompkins. She backstage? Yeah. All right, let's see that rule. All right. All right, everybody. All right, mum's the word, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Beth Tompkins.
Beth's rule is every time she references her age.
Good evening. So trigger warning, fuck you. It's my edgy line. All right, so Among other things, this year I brought a lot to the friendly town table, and one thing is job change. So I, a couple of months ago, started driving for Uber and Lyft, picking up drunk people and airport people and drunk airport people, which I have been one of a time or two, and that may be the best karma / worst karma ever. There's a car pun in there. Oh, my gosh. All right. But driving Uber has been enlightening to me because I am almost 40. So being around 21 and a couple of weeks year old sorority girls on a Saturday night at Sorority Village to pick them up to take them wherever they need to go is not how I imagine I would be spending this time of my life. But that's what I do. So I recently had a fare that, you know, I drive a Golf hatchback. I could seat somebody up front and three people in the back. So I can drive an Uber and Lyft. And I got a call to Sorority Village to pick up a group of people who wanted an Uber. Anyway, so I get there and I pull up to the curb, and this really cute little girl in a skirt. Sad to leave you hanging on the skirt. Damn it. Don't you fucking snicker at me, Dustin. I'm just kidding. Anyway, so these 20-year-old girls get in my car, and except there's six of them. So they get one in the front, the cute one in the skirt. And then they all start piling in the back. Brutal. So three of them get in, and there's still two outside. I'm the asshole. Sorry, Michelle. So these other two girls are standing on the curb. They really got to get wherever they're going. I said, I'm sorry, I can only fit four other people in the car with me. The girl up front's like, come on, you guys, you know, get another Uber. Meanwhile, they're not hearing her. They're just like shoving in. So one girl ends up like laying across the back seat on her friend's laps, and the other girl just kind of shoves her butt in and sits down on her friend. I said, I can't go until the door shuts. And they tried. But I ended up getting him to get out. So the one girl just kind of slid off her friend's laps and got out, whatever. But the other girl stood there for a minute, waited until I caught her eye in the rearview mirror. And she glared at me. And then she slammed my door really hard. The story doesn't stop there because the girl up front went, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for her to do that. I was like, that's okay. You know, it's not your fault. She's like, please don't give us a bad rating. And I thought, that's really cute. But I'm the one getting paid here, so you're fine, sweetie. My glass is intact. We're good. So then we start driving to the destination. Market Square, probably. That's where they all go. But my friend up front, the girl with the good manners, starts telling her friends in the back how she's so excited about seen these guys, and it's been forever. But this is like still when it was 80 degrees out, and so she's wearing a sleeveless shirt, and she starts talking about how she's really sweaty. You guys, my pits are so sweaty. Oh, the AC feels so good. About that time, she plants her fingers and her hands on my dash, which I'm not like a germaphobe, but that was pretty gross. At any rate, so she does that. I say nothing. I could drop them off at Market Square. Her friends get out of the back. And the girl up front says, please don't give us a bad rating about my friend in the back. I was like, you're fine. And she shut my door, and I look at my dash, and there's like these white deodorant prints on my dash. And if you want to meet me around the corner in about an hour, I'll show you. Just kidding. That's all I got.
Best topics, everybody. You want to take a guess at what your rule was? Just any time you mentioned it, that's all. There we go. Here's the beauty of this. You're never off the clock. One more for Beth Tompkins, everybody. Keep it going. All right. I'm going to go ahead and throw this out here. I got a feeling we're going to need it. Friendly Town needs more chairs up here, guys. All right. Josh Lample, you backstage?
Yeah.
All right, roll that beautiful bean footage, folks.
Josh's rule, every time he touches the microphone cable.
Ladies and gentlemen, please get some thunderous applause going for Joshua Lampley, everybody. You're killing it so far, man. Good job.
Thank you. All right, guys. I'm a fucking millennial. I realized it. I won't even talk to my mom in an elevator. Just look at the phone. Just look at the phone, you know? I was born Catholic, born and raised Catholic. I forgot about the raised part. Born and raised Catholic, but now I kind of pick and choose what I like about it and what I don't like. So I'm a lot more Half-lick than Catholic. I'm a 90s baby, so of course I have a sex tape. It's a given. It's a given. The good thing is no one can hear it because no one has cassette players anymore. Yeah, it's just audio. They say if you play it backwards, you can hear me coming and talking to Satan at the same time. She always hates when I call her Satan. Thank you. So, as a millennial, I have some issues with technology, you know? Like, why are we still using landline air fresheners? Why do I gotta plug these into the wall? We don't have Bluetooth technology? You know what I say to that? Fuck, please. It's a Febreze joke, guys. So I'm constantly, I'm always on the phone texting and calling my girlfriend, and having a girlfriend's great because you start experiencing things you normally wouldn't experience, you know? You start expanding your horizons a little bit. But, like, I'm kind of weary, you know? Like, I found out that I like asparagus. I had no idea. I love asparagus now. But then I started asking myself, do I really like asparagus? Or is she just brainwashing me into liking what she likes, you know? I start getting paranoid. I can't even recognize the face in the mirror anymore. Or tell whether this cruelty-free mask is really detoxing my pores, you know? I can't even enjoy a frozen Dunkin' Donuts caramel coffee with whipped cream on top without saying, did I used to say caramel? I can't remember. I'm a mess. I eat a pizza with pineapple on top, which basically makes me a vegetarian in the pizza community. But I always started wondering, you know, who was the first meat lover? You know? And did he really like meat that much? Or did he just kind of get caught up in his own charade, you know? He orders, he's like, yeah, I want a fucking meat lover's pizza, yeah. And they bring it to him, and he's like, yeah, this is exactly how much meat I wanted. Thank you very much. I'm very excited about this pizza. I'm more of a meat liker, I think. I enjoy meat on pizza, but I also like to enjoy the original ingredients in pizza. So, sorry, I'm going to chew for a sec. I'm really cheap. I realized that recently. Like, I use Kroger bags in my little bathroom toilet that I have in my bathroom. And I line that trash can with Kroger bags. But I still dump the trash. I leave the bag in there like 100 times. It doesn't make any sense. I never fill my gas tank all the way up. I do $10 at a time. Even on road trips, $10 at a time. We'll stop. I even have a special deal with Pandora. Commercials only. They pay me. I even shop at McKay's. Sorry, I grabbed the wrong thing. I even shop at McKay's, which for those that don't know, McKay's is like if Books-A-Million and Goodwill had a baby and then let Aldi babysit all the time. It's not good.
That wasn't a rule. That was just for speaking ill of McKay's. Dustin Meadows is a fan.
Hey, I'm not judging, because, I mean, I go there all the time, but I will tell you one fact about McKay's. If you go looking for a book, a particular book, you will not find that book. Because think about it. McKay's is an animal shelter for books. If you're looking for a good book, that book is at home with a loving family. Receiving the attention and care that it deserves. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. I was waiting on that. Thank you.
Actually, that was such a good joke that I'm going to make Michelle give Shane a hot dog. Josh Lampley, everybody.
Thank you.
Josh Lampley, everybody. Do you want to guess what your rule was, Josh?
Something about puns?
No, it was actually every time you deliberately touched the microphone cable. There were a lot of times where I let it slide. I was like, I just grazed his leg. I was like, no, he kicked that fucking cable that time.
That's fair.
All right, Bryce, you backstage? Nailed it. Perfect. All right, everybody. Let's roll the beautiful bean footage for Bryce's rule. A lot of wiggle room on this one, everybody. Put your hands together for Bryce Alcile, everybody.
Bryce's rule, every time he says something incomprehensible.
Hey, how's it going? Safe, yes, good, good to go. Yo, real quick, Carson, we're backstage picking our condiments, and you said, yo, you wanted your shit plain. I was like, that's a bold choice, my guy. Bold. All right, I'm gonna kiss my hot dogs. It's not this. Not that either. All right, cool. All right, they say the average millionaire has 7 sources of income. So right now I master Jimmy John's. So I'm on to like step 2 of my like millionaire plan. And yeah, I'm set to a millionaire plan.
I got a feeling this is going to be Hot Dog 9/11. God damn it.
All right, so I'm going to set to $1 million plan. I start making Brillo wallets. So now I...
Hey! Shut up in the peanut gallery.
Oh, shit! I get it! I was making Rillo wallets. And fuck you guys for making me speak proper English and not mumble. Damn you! Yo, did my mom put you up to this? Did she?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait, what? How does this happen? How am I up one now?
Yeah. Also, real quick, audience, remember, St. Thomas is starting with a deficit of 2 hot dogs. Going up in the hole. Keep going, Bryce.
I'm making Rillo wallets now. So, like, now every time I go to my friend's house, they literally hand me a stack of Rillo wrappers. And right now, like, I don't know if I'm impressed or, like, kind of depressed with my life. And I, like, how I was like, yo, Pinterest is how everything's going to go out for me. Y'all heard that shit. Y'all heard Pinterest. I'm not the Black Boomhauer.
That's not for you. That was a pretty good frame of reference. Go. That's three for St. Thomas now.
Not gonna lie to you. In my head, this turned to money. Like I stopped seeing real rappers, and now it's just money. And I want to blame that to Jay-Z and El Dirty Bastard for raising me.
That's not because I didn't understand, but that's for doing prop comedy on my stage.
I deserve it. That was very cheap. All right, I used to think that Master P was the greatest human being to ever walk the earth, but now...
I understood you completely, but come on.
Master P? Hold up, real quick. I'll break it down step by step.
Please do, because I'm lost.
Step one, he's better than your favorite Dragon Ball Z villain. First off, who's your favorite Dragon Ball Z villain?
I don't understand any of those words.
Can he get a hot dog for being old? Dragon Ball Z. All right. Can I get another hot dog for making the shitty... My fault. That's why... All right. Here's like. I don't have enough time to talk about my...
You're doing great. Keep going, man. Damn it. Oh, he's taking a knee. He's T-bowing. Bryce Hustle, everybody. All right, Bryce, you want to tell everybody what your rule was real quick? Yeah, anytime you said something incomprehensible. All right. Could you clear the table and replace the mic for me, Bryce? Oh, and you got a hot dog coming in your way.
Just catching up.
Yeah. Get your props. You guys having a good time? Is this the dumbest thing you've ever seen or what? All right, ladies and gentlemen. Bryce Halseal, everybody.
Wait, whose chairs was just vacated right here? Carson's still working. I think he had to go to the bathroom. Oh, he's back. He's back at the bar. He's getting lubricants. Sorry to interrupt, Dustin.
No, you're fine, buddy.
Okay, seriously though, thank you so much to Dustin for coming and doing this. This has been so much fun.
I'm terrific.
I wanted to introduce this next one because he is one of the producers of Friendly Town. And we already sort of had it in for him because this is a special rule where we've never done this before, especially for Friendly Town. The rule is Friendly Town producers who do this get two rules. And so he already is starting with a three hot dog surplus. Oh, yeah. But mainly because there were two things that about St. Thomas that I could not pick which one to make his rule. So why don't you throw that up there?
All right, everybody. Please put your hands together for St. Thomas Ledoux.
St. Thomas's rule, every time he touches his hair or mentions drugs.
I'm sorry, everyone, for fucking up the magic that was going to be Bryce's set. But you saw he couldn't even go 5 minutes without mumbling when he knew not to mumble. He knew not anyway. Yeah, keep him coming. All right. For those of you who don't know, I'm also a musician. I make experimental electronic music, and I use field recordings in my music to create textures. And so you could say, to some extent, I'm like a connoisseur of sound. And I really think sound is amazing. The whole world is full. Oh, fuck! Fuck! I forgot! I was waiting to get buzzed. The whole world is full of amazing sounds. There's all these things happening around you that make life worth living. They give atmosphere to your existence. And you gotta think this phenomenon of sound is amazing. You got, like, all around you at any given time, millions of molecules
are colliding together like a giant ball pit to create a symphony of explosions between your ears, you know? There's so many amazing sounds. There's birds chirping at sunset. There's the wind rustling through the trees. There's another sound, but rain against a window pane. It's a really special sound. But I think my favorite sound of all time is the sound you hear when someone's like struggling in the bathroom. That's the best one. On the toilet. Just stay with me for a second, though. The reason why is because that's the most intimate sound you're going to hear. You're getting inside someone's psyche in such a way that, like, their spouse doesn't even get to see them, you know? You know the routine. You're like Carson sitting in a stall, and someone, you're playing on your phone on your lunch break, and someone stumbles in like, oh, God. And the reason why I like that sound.
That's a buzz for prop comedy.
Well, fuck, I got another one.
No room for hacks on my stage.
The reason why I like that sound. Because we've all been there before. You identify with this person because you know exactly what they're going through. It's the best and the worst moment. And it's uncomfortable because what's happening is you're witnessing someone being reminded of their own mortality. That's what's happening. We don't want to acknowledge it within ourselves, and it's really hard to face. And when we finally face it, where all of our bullshit as a species is finally catching up with us. And you think of how we live. We go around, we just consume blindly. We're just this wanton, disregarding force of imbalance in the universe. We just take and destroy. And we don't give a shit. Nothing's going to go wrong. We can do whatever we want. I've only been buzzed once. This is so hard.
You're doing great, man.
We're just stumbling toward our own extinction. We don't even care because we're like, fuck it, man. When it all goes bad, we're just going to fucking move to the moon or get picked up in a spaceship and live in heaven with Spaghetti Jesus or whatever. And we don't want to just admit that it's all not real. We're not these gods. We're not inhuman. There are consequences that we have to live with. But the one time you can't run from that fact is when you're trapped on the porcelain throne. We're having buzzmix. I gotta sit on the toilet again.
Prop comedy.
And you just said, like, fuck. What am I doing with my life, man? Thank you. I'm making bad decisions. I'm eating chicken nuggets like I can't die. I mean, you will. Do stupid shit, like show up to a show where everybody imbibes hot dogs in the face of world hunger for amusement. And it's not even pleasant. You watch people be uncomfortable with food. That's where, I don't know, that's where people, I think, really see the best and the worst themselves. And that's a beautiful moment. That's my favorite sound. And I'm St. Thomas Ledoux. And y'all have a great night. I don't think I didn't even actually get buzzed on my rules once.
Well, hold on. I'm gonna buzz him. Go ahead and throw up his rules so he can see.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, take a look and just.
He was wearing a hat.
You can touch your hair and wear a hat.
Yeah.
Now,
but I didn't know you were gonna fucking wear a hat and do a 5-minute bit about shitting. Like.
Now hold on. Now, I think we're still on to something. While he may not have explicitly mentioned drugs, that set was clearly co-authored by drugs. Coming here with this philosophy undergrad bullshit. No, great job. St. Thomas, everybody. All right, Alyssa, are you backstage?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Let's roll that beautiful bean footage for Alyssa, everybody. Oh. Hot dog. Hot dog, name of the show. All right, everybody. Please put your hands together for Alyssa Miller.
Alyssa's rule, every time she mentions college.
Hello. I just want to start by, where's Tyler? Tyler, I just want to say thank you. And just, nobody, you just come up here and compliment so many people when you're introducing them. And nobody ever gives you compliments, takes care of you. And I just want to say that you're so much taller than you think.
That's for brown nosing the wrong person.
Anyway, so I am a senior this year, which means that I have one more semester. I have one more semester in college, and this is a very important joke.
This may be the first time I've genuinely felt kind of guilty.
So, I was signing up for classes the other day.
Tyler did this.
It just so happens I only needed one more class to graduate. An upper level distribution that happens to be taught by Tyler Sonicson. I signed up for it the other day. I'm taking your class in the spring, Tyler. That's right. So, I'm working on it! Over the summer, I was single for the first time in a really long time. And basically, that just means that I didn't have anybody to send nudes to. So, instead of stopping my craft, I started sending them to my friends. Maddie is right there. Raise your hand, Maddie. I send her my nudes. She takes notes on them, sends me constructive feedback on how I can... Oh, my gosh.
No. That was a good joke. I think Tyler gets a hot dog.
So, something... Oh, shit.
You're doing great.
I know. Don't love hot dogs. Some notes on how to take nudes. Snapchat over iMessage, because iCloud's going to kick you in the ass when you go to the Apple store to back up your phone. I like Snapchat because you can send little messages with your pictures. I like to tell stories with my nudes. Send some light reading along with it. So I'm just going to show you really fast some poses along with my favorite quotes. This one over here, I need to do laundry. If you flip it over this way, spaghetti. I have $35 in my bank account. This one's my favorite because I get to do floor work. I'm not as excited about Hugh Jackman as everybody else seems to be. Really non-controversial stuff, you guys. Lastly, just like the best time of the day to take a nude is in the morning. Before you eat breakfast, but after your morning poop, that is when your body is the most empty and you're looking your best. If you have sleep lines on your face, that's fine. Just slide an emoji right over it. If you want to spice up your nudes, head on down to JID, get some green curry, and incorporate that. That one's sponsored by JID. If you don't have good lighting, just set your house on fire. You'll get that nice candlelight effect without having to spend money on candles. That's all I have. Okay.
Alyssa Miller, everybody. Great job. You wanna take a guess what your rule was really quick?
Talking about college?
Yeah, there it is. Well, we're very glad you did. We got a lot of hot dogs to move. Alyssa Miller again, everybody. All right, Jeff, get backstage. Can somebody get this wonderful, sweet person some water? All right, everybody. Let's go ahead and roll the beautiful bean footage for Jeff. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one, the only, Jeffrey Danger.
Hello.
Jeff's rule, every time he asks a question.
I appreciate you all being quiet for me. Like a library. Think the ocean would make a great librarian. However, I cannot support libraries on the beach. Because Sandy Book, that sounds like a terrible tragedy. So if you may have guessed already, I am a wizard. I am. And there's a lot of stigma out there about us in the WGDI community. That's wizards, demigods, and immortals. Immortals, they get with the there can be only one thing all the time, right? Which is ridiculous. There can certainly be more than one. Really, there's just as many now as there ever has been, at least. They live forever. Demigods are having trouble. You know, different religions are trying to take them over. You got Hercules was taken over by Christianity. Yeah. At least that demigod's not dead. It's a reference to a Christian movie starring Kevin Sorbo. I like him. Wizards, you know, we got.
Jay.
Oh. Jay. Right.
Audience, don't be asleep at the wheel. Get him.
Wizards, we got our troubles. Oh, that Harry Potter nonsense. Why would children ever be wizards?
Also, wizards, we got our troubles is the most ridiculous fucking thing I've ever heard anyone say. You get a hot dog for that shit. Kill me with your Gandalf in a trench coat bullshit.
What do you got against Gandalf?
About five hot dogs, baby!
Now that's a good wizard. It's a real wizard. I mean, if I found a community of little people,
I would totally roll up and smoke weed with them. And we'd go on an adventure, but the volcano would be the volcano taco from Taco Bell.
God damn it.
Just let it go, Dustin. Just let it go.
I'm letting it ride, baby.
I'm an atheist wizard. What makes it difficult to be in the relationship I'm in, you see, my girlfriend's a ghost. She always tells me I don't believe in her. And sometimes I just feel like she's not even there. So I was thinking, if you were in a situation where you had to fuck a shark, how would you? How would you fuck a shark?
I mean, conch shell, maybe?
Explain.
What?
You gotta take him to dinner first.
Explain.
Oh, explain how I would use it?
Yeah.
I don't know. You put a conch shell in your ear, you can hear the ocean, I assume, all the things that live in it, right? I don't know how you distinguish one shark from another, but I imagine that's how you'd call it.
No, fuck.
How, oh, how would you fuck a shark? Oh, very carefully.
That is the most common answer. Thank you for the hot dogs.
Jeff Danger, everybody. You wanna guess what your rule was, Jeff? Throw it up there for him, everybody. Jeff Danger, folks.
Need more chairs.
All right. Thank you. Sean Siminoe, everybody. What a handsome gentleman. Give me 1 second to get situated here. I'm going to have to rearrange for this next one. Oh, boy. I dropped my aux cable, everybody. This is a nightmare. Oh, no. Friendly Town needs an aux cable. Where'd it go? There we go. All right. If you want to take that for a second, Tyler. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and pop down. I'm going to join you in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, your next comedian coming to the stage is a very wonderful boy named Aaron Chastain. If we could please get Aaron's rule up on that screen.
Aaron's rule. Every time he smiles.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's all remember him as he was. A very sweet boy who loved hot dogs. Aaron Chastain, everybody.
Sorry.
I am too.
Hello, everybody. I'm Aaron. I've stuttered since I was 3 years old. Doctors have tried to diagnose exactly what it is. A few call it a verbal block, but I call it a cock block. So a lot of people, genuinely, they aren't comfortable with people who stutter. So to get you guys comfortable with it, I have recited, or I've written a poem that I would like to recite to you guys. I call it, I call it Three Broken Lips. Here it goes. Roses are red. Okay, I can't even do my own joke without laughing. I'm too good.
You don't deserve this.
Okay. Oh, so my time starts now? Okay. Oh. I should probably be eating these hot dogs. Thanks for shaming me, guys.
Shame!
Don't be afraid to shame the guy with the stutter, guys, all right? Equal opportunities.
Equal opportunities for all. However, I do have a fear that if I continue chewing and talking at the same time, and I get really nervous, and I have a bad stutter, I might need the Heimlich maneuver. So just be ready, everybody. I mean, I'm ready, but are you ready? I don't know. Let's find out. Okay. So anyway. So this one time, this girl asked me if my stutter was contagious. To which I said, no. It's not like that movie It Follows. You need to get off Netflix. But then, 2 weeks later, she called me up and she said, Aaron, I just had a minor stroke, and I have a temporary stutter now. And I was like, pass it along, bitch. Keep that going. So I started to do comedy because I love smiling.
We're too close to the sun on that one, Icarus.
Oh. But so I started doing comedy to show that there's more to laugh at than just my stutter. Like, just look at me, guys. Thank you. Like, I look like David Spade went to Dawson's Creek. Like, I'm only 22, and I don't know what either of those are. So, but anyway, that's my time, guys. I love hot dogs, so thank you very much.
Aaron Chastain, everybody. We've got a second plate going for him. Ladies and gentlemen, pray for Aaron Chastain.
Mama would be so happy.
Oh, man. This is the second time we have made the rule anytime a comic smiles, and both times the comics have just had so many goddamn hot dogs because comedians are unhappy and we like to punish people who are. We're monsters. Aaron Chastain, everybody, one more time. All right, Lance, are you backstage? Very emphatic. All right, roll that beautiful bean footage for Lance. All right. I know what to watch for, everybody. Everybody put your hands together for Lance Adams.
Lance's rule, every time he lowers the microphone from his face in a dramatic gesture after delivering a punchline.
Good evening. Yeah, how's everybody doing today? I'm going to die. I'm straight up going to die. My wife knew this show was coming up. Last night she decided pigs in a blanket for dinner. Being poor, lunch leftovers, more pigs in a blanket. We're cheap, got kids tomorrow, 50-cent corn dogs at Sonic. I'm not a betting man, but if you guys want to take the over-under on me having a wiener-induced coronary in mid-set, I'd be okay with it. Recently, I got back from the World Beard and Mustache Championship in Texas. Woo! You don't have to clap. I didn't win. Like, I didn't even come close, right? Like, I came in 63rd. Technically, I tied for 63rd, but that dude's not here. Fuck it! I came in 63rd. And you math majors are thinking, well, that doesn't tell us everything. 63rd out of, like, 2032? Not that bad. You gotta time it with the bites just to your laughs. That's the other way to do it. Well, I'm gonna die. So anyway, I'm not bitter about losing. I'm okay with it. It was fun. Raised a lot of money for charity. Met some friends, you know. But I do have one small bone of contention. I lost to a woman. No shit. I'm not like a misogynistic pig. Like, I'm cool with it. Like, think about her childhood. Like, what she's had to go through. Fuck it, she deserves a win a hell of a lot more than I do. Way to go. She's a lovely woman. Great. She's got a beard that put most men to shame. I'd like to think I'm not one of them, but, you know, whatever. Her sixth place, 2 points from perfect score, begs to differ. Oh, yeah. There's a point in the night it's going to be easier for me to shove these straight up my ass. I don't know if that counts, but would we accept that? But then,
there's no butt-chugging hot dogs on
this
show.
I mean, that's where they're all going to end up anyway, but whatever.
But it's about the journey.
Right. Speaking of journey, like I said, I'm not bitter about losing to a woman. But let's be honest, women. You guys think about it for a second. If you drove 15 hours to go to the World Beard and Beaver Muff Championship, you might be a little bitter if you lost to a dude, right? Maybe. That's hard. Man, I'm turning to Aaron Chastain stuttering with these motherfuckers in my mouth. It's not good. No, fun. Oh, I actually cried a little for you, dude. I'm not going to lie. I went backstage. I cried a little. I'm crying. Jesus, dude. Good God. Dustin, you're a horrible human being. I don't know where you got this idea. And where do your parents love you? I mean, like, what caused this? Like, I love you. We did air sex together, dude, and you're gonna...
I want to just throw out that I only invented the show. Tyler came up with the triggers, so I am Oppenheimer, and he's Eisenhower in this situation. I am become death destroyer of worlds, but he pulled the trigger. Whoever dropped the bomb, who said that? Give him a hot dog. John Simino, everybody. Glad to see you.
Focus off me for a minute. Yeah. Damn it, that's over. Fuck. So, anyway, back to my... God damn, this is... Like, there's not enough phallic symbolism in stand-up comedy anyway. It's dick jokes, dick microphones, now it's hot dogs. God, dude, that's crazy. Anyway, back on track. Like, there's a track. Recently, I heard something on my Pandora, kind of fucked me up a little bit. Said the following. This Valentine's Day, give her the gift she'll really love. Send her a pajamagram. I'm just going to start hiding them in my beard. Does that count as prop comedy? Because I don't look near as Gallagher as St. Thomas did. I mean, that was...
No, but if you put it through your beard, that's a pretty good bit. That's just good comedy, Lance.
Anyway, so here's my thoughts about that commercial real quick before I fucking stop shooting myself in the foot with these goddamn hot dogs. What the fuck? I've already screwed up the joke. God damn it, that's my time. Give me another hot dog just for ruining my own joke. I'll buzz me. That's fine. I'll take that. Okay, all right.
Sure.
I deserve that. Thank you. You guys tell my wife and kids I loved them, right? Okay.
Lance Adams, everybody. Oh, my God.
I'm going to do the after this. When Lance sees it, he might not
it might not immediately click. So here's my Lance Adams motion. Why don't we put show what his trigger was? When you do your punchlines, this is going to murder you from now on every time you're on stage. But you deliver your punchlines. They're often very good. Don't get me wrong. But you oftentimes will deliver the punchline, and then my wife said this thing. That's your move. I was thinking like he's gonna suspect the beard. He's gonna suspect like we actually had one in contention for you was every time Lance says something that would inspire a really shitty think piece. But you didn't.
I don't do political humor. That's not. I'm a Republican, but I know my limit. Okay.
We love him anyway, Lance Adams. Lance Adams.
Also, I just want to throw out. I felt like I was wrong about the atomic bomb thing, and I knew if anyone corrected me, it was going to be fucking Sean. But Sean Cimino took it like a champ, everybody. Sean Cimino. And I'm very happy to see you, you beautiful son of a bitch.
All right, everybody.
We got one comedian left. Are you guys ready? All right. Let's throw that beautiful bean footage up here real quick.
Kelly's rule, every time she mentions marriage.
All right, everybody got that?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring this shit show to a close. Please put your hands together for Kelly Morgan.
I have a guess based on the sound that everybody made already. And I just need to point something out to everyone here. And that is, my dad has never seen me do stand-up comedy before today. And he picked this one. Dad, you're going to be almost as proud as both of those college graduations you never got to go to for me.
It counts. I'll explain it to you after the set.
Oh! So, Tyler, I know. Now, there was a Facebook message about this. And he said, tried and true material only. And I was like, they want the show to be good. But he wanted to know what I was going to talk about. And I think I might have to skip my intro. So that's fine. In college, I got a BC in applied condiments. Nothing? Okay, it's fine.
I don't know what the fuck any of that means.
That's fine. At least it wasn't saying something incomprehensible. I feel like you can tell a lot about a business.
Shame.
You can tell a lot about a business by how frantically their bathroom signs tell you not to flush your tampons. You can like see their process, because at first they're like, we've got the little trash can. Awesome enough. But they'll see the little trash can, and they'll know not to do it. And then they call the plumber the first two times, and then you can see them really start to think. Because they try to say it in a way that's, like, not super direct. You know, they're like, maybe with your feminine lady napkin things, don't put them in thine toilet hole.
Thine toilet hole.
But my favorite is when they're just over it. You go in that bathroom, and there are 16 signs upon arrival. You can tell their apartment probably looks like they went crazy trying to catch a serial killer. There's just like strings everywhere, like, no, I'm gonna get you, Tiffany. Like, do you wanna be treated like an adult? You're gonna have to start acting like one. The signs get like weirdly specific and personal. Like, there's like highlighter everywhere. Anyway, bathroom humor. I wrote my stat on my hand. So I don't believe in God, because I was raised Catholic. I don't know where they get the adult Catholics, because if you train a kid to be one, they either get really bored and like Stockholm Syndrome like their way into raising their kids that way. Or they get thigh tattoos and raise money for Planned Parenthood doing stand-up comedy. Feminism! So that's what I do. But I did discover God one day because I went to the bowling alley because they have really cheap wine. Just a pro tip. If you want a glass of wine that costs $3 that's worth significantly less than $3, go to the bowling alley. They don't even know how much to give you. They pour it in a pint glass. It's Skylands in Asheville, North Carolina. Come visit. So one day, basically I just think that some things are so funny that there's got to be a higher power, don't shame me, to laugh at it. And so I go to the bowling alley this day to get some wine, and I didn't know it was karaoke night, and that is a redneck mating ritual. The lights of which... Oh, I don't know what this thing is anymore. The likes of which I had never seen. So we're at the bowling... I like that we're all up here together. We're at the bowling alley. There's this couple that's clearly met about 45 minutes before I started to get there or something. I'm losing my train of thought because of the hot dogs. I'm like, Bubba's stylings of Flo Rida are like working for them. And so they proceed to dance so hard and grind so vigorously against the soda machine that a water bottle popped out. For free, apropos of nothing. Because God herself was looking down feminism, and she said, whatever this mess is, y'all got to hydrate. I like to think that whatever Motel 6 they ended up at, they did the same thing against the candy machine, and some almonds popped out. Like, y'all are making a little Tammy with an eye and a heart on top. And you got to prepare yourself, get a little protein, you know? God, what else was I going to talk about? You know how kids are dumb? Like, I'm like a really stupid grown-up, and I'm smarter than, like, a really smart kid. I'm just saying. And there was this moment when I was in preschool, and they taught us about our parts, like why some people have a dangly bit, why some people have less of a, you know, more of an innie situation. It wasn't sexual, we just had to know. And I misheard them. And I thought they said, my fine china, instead of my vagina. I went home and sang songs about my fine china for like 2 weeks. And my mom didn't correct me. She just went with it. Which at first I was like, man, I feel betrayed when she told me that story. But now I get it. Because she wasn't entirely wrong. And now I'm going to compare our genitals to plates. Let's do this. Because genitals to a child, you know, you kind of, they're like, whatever, man, it's just dishes. They don't know. And then an adult has to sit you down and tell you, these are the special dishes. These are the very important special dishes that we put away. I'm going to drink a beer. On a high shelf that's locked unless the Pope comes to town. Not a molestation joke. Just a Catholic joke. I don't know. And then for a while you believe them, you know? You're like, maybe they are the special dishes. But then they sit around for like 17 years, unused. My friends are doing whatever they want with their dishes, you know? And then one day you're like, screw it. I'm a grown-up. They're just plates. I can do whatever old leftover Chinese food I want to go on my special Chinese, my special dishes. And then you do, and it's 2 hours later, and it was cold and unsatisfying, but you're weirdly hungry again. That's been my time.
Kelly Morgan, everybody. That was an accidental air horn. Kelly, you want to take a guess what your rule was?
How dumb I am or dropping out or something?
No, neither, actually.
Was it bulimia?
It was not. Anytime you mentioned marriage. Now, she walked out here and just bam, front and center, that ring. That counts.
Fair.
That counts. And then, there was mention of Planned Parenthood, which marriage is sometimes implied. Not always, but sometimes. And then there was something else.
Mating ritual.
Yeah, there it was.
Yeah, I was gonna like just let you keep going until you mentioned your husband or getting married or something like that. And to be honest, I did go through Art Sturdivant. I actually had to message him because I was like, "You've seen Kelly perform way more times than I have." And Art literally said, "Well, she mentions marriage, her wedding. She has a lot of jokes about that. She also has jokes about an eating disorder, which might not be appropriate for a hot dog eating show."
I thought it was the bulimia stuff, and I was really excited to open that years of bulimia have prepared me for this show more than anybody up here. But then I was afraid to talk about it.
Joke's on you. We went with the appropriate subjects. So. Kelly Morgan, all the way from Asheville.
All right, keep it going for everybody you saw tonight, everybody. Jax Fox, Carson Barnes, Beth Tompkins, Joshua Lampley, Bryce Alcile. Keep that applause going. St. Thomas Ledoux, Alyssa Miller, Jeff Danger, Aaron Chastain, Lance Adams, Kelly Morgan, everybody. What a time. What a friendly town.
And let's thank Michelle one more time. Our
Show Wiser, everybody.
Hot dog demolition accessory, Michelle, over here. How are we doing with the hot dogs? How many do we have left?
No one on the stage can give yours out. There's no room for cowards at the pilot light.
All right, we have 14 hot dogs. How are we going to handle this little bit of hot dog surplus we have left?
Speed round. Every time Tyler Sonicson says something, Tyler Sonicson, he eats a hot dog. No, the show is done. Please feel free to help yourself to a hot dog if you would like. Otherwise, they're going to go in the trash. Also, as we're throwing this out, Michelle and I have been traveling the last week. We've been touring, doing a bunch of shows. This is our last stop before we go home. So I've got a bunch of merch I'm selling in the back. I am selling shirts for pretty cheap. Please buy them so I can get fucking rid of them and so I can take Michelle to breakfast tomorrow, everybody.
And if you, I think we collected $5 from everyone at the door, but the $5 is basically going straight back into hot dog related supplies. So. Yeah. Bartending Mayor Todd. And give it up for also your AV technician Mayor John Hurst there, yeah. Who's been delivering the goods at zeros and ones.
Hot dog cake from VG's.
Yeah, we also have, thank you to VG's Bakery, we have a hot dog cake. It's not literally made out of hot dogs. It's a cake that has
there
a hot dog
the
on it. Yeah, it has a hot dog on it. So help yourself to some hot dog cake from VG's Bakery. See you guys next Monday. If you haven't added us on Facebook, we are Friendly Town Knoxville. Everyone, please. All right. We're going to gather for next week's Friendly Town show. Friendly Towns needs to eulogize Aaron Chastain, Carson Barnes, and Alyssa Miller. And Tyler Sonicson, because they're going to kill me. They're just going to like hone in on me and kill me for this. But yeah, thank you so much, Dustin. Give
thank
it up one more time for Dustin.
Thank you, Knoxville. Thank you, Friendly Town.
We'll see you next week. Have a good night. Get home safe. We love you. Bye.